We have been discussing capitalism and the Bible, and let's review those four elements of capitalism that the Bible does address. Interest-bearing loans, which, as you may remember, were forbidden within the borders of Israel. Futures trading, or futures investing. Prices determined by the law of supply and demand. And rights being contractually assigned to property. Now, in the Old Testament, people who were impoverished could sell themselves as servants, but the price that a person could get as an indentured servant was not established by supply and demand. The cost of indentured labor was fixed in the law in Leviticus chapter 27. This price could not be based upon supply and demand. The pricing scale is set in the book of Leviticus, and economic conditions did not affect it, except that God warns that he respects charity, and all debts were paid by grace in the years of the Sabbath and the years of Jubilee, so indentured servants ultimately went free. The law also forbade selling food for profit to the poor. This is a startling command to modern Western eyes, but the Talmudic scholars explored the text thoroughly, and they believe that the economic basis of the law was kind for kind. According to the Baba Mashiach, which is the book of the middle gate of the Talmud, labor exchange was to be plowing for plowing, reaping for reaping. There was to be no speculative transfer in economic transactions within Israel. You could sell at a fixed price, but not on a price based on expectation of future profit, because that was a form of taking interest. And so food was traded for food, and when a poor man had no food, his neighbor could give him food in return for a later repayment of food, but it was in kind and of the same amount. In other words, price gouging and extortion were illegal, down to a loaf of bread. And the point of this was not nitpicking, but rather to protect the poor. A clever, wealthy man, who might know that rye is worth more than wheat, could offer to give a poor farmer 3 loaves of wheat a day to feed his family, in return for loaf repayment with rye when the next harvest came in. So for 300 cheap loaves of wheat bread, the wealthy man gets back 300 rye loaves and makes a profit because rye is more valuable than wheat. That actually is a type of interest-bearing loan, and it is a type of futures trading, and it was unfair to a poor man. In fact, all futures trading in which the two parties did not share equally in profits was forbidden, as speculating on the future price and seeking to make a profit over time by bargaining for grain or produce was regarded as a form of usury. The reason for this was twofold. First, it was an investment in that which had not yet occurred, something non-existent, and thus claiming from God his sovereign rule. And second, a futures investment was like money lending in that the lender provided a principal amount and over time would accrue more money based on the principal. And again, that was the same form as an interest-bearing loan, and so it also was considered usury. Remember, capitalism is actually based upon competition in a free market. At its best, all the unfairness is removed from the competition so that every buyer and seller gets on level ground. But fairness, in and of itself, is not a part of capitalist theory. Competition is the engine of capitalism. But we see in God's economy of the Old Testament a system based on compassion. First of all, everybody got equal shares of land based on the land's capacity to be sown with a given amount of barley. In our country, that would be like everybody getting some real commodity equal in value to everybody else's just for being here. That's hardly capitalism. God severely limited or outright forbade several vital elements of capitalism, interest-bearing loans and futures trading, which were both considered usury. And God fixed prices on certain things, and these prices were not subject to pricing according to supply and demand. There is still more to say about this, but we will have to pick this discussion up in the near future.